About half the contents of landfill should not go there, says waste educator Kate Meads. Kate holds corporate seminars, public presentations, and works with councils, has done for the last few years now, about food and other waste-related topics. And over the weekend, she held a waste-free living workshop in Dunedin. Now, according to the Otago Daily Times, she gave the attendees a reality check about waste in this country. Kate Mead, kia ora, welcome to the panel.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And a lot of the stuff we kind of know, don't we? But it was actually a big reminder to a lot of us that, in fact, you were saying here, much of the material inside a landfill, even if normally considered biodegradable, doesn't break down for a long, long time.
No, that's right. And it's quite interesting because a lot of the waste that is going to landfill every week is food waste and green waste, and it's something that they really don't want in there because it's totally avoidable. And also, there's quite a high percentage of recycling too, stuff that could be recycled that goes to landfill every week as well.
So it's not a new issue, is it? But how are we doing? How are Kiwis doing? And how are councils in general responding to this message?
It's really interesting because there was some stats that came out a couple of years ago that said within 3 years our waste to landfill had actually increased by 20%. And
wow.
So we're not doing so well.
Right.
And also, from my perspective, especially as a consumer, sort of learnt a bit of stuff about waste and reducing waste. I don't believe it's the council's fault that it's a problem. It's certainly the councils are doing everything they can to reduce waste to landfill, but they can't control the consumers' buying habits.
Okay.
And so it's sort of that's why they, I suppose, I'm quite well supported to get the message out to help people just rethink what they actually buy in the first place.
On that, and I'll bring the panellists in soon, but one, can I bring up an issue that is close to my heart perhaps, and that is this issue of disposable nappies. As I understand it, I'm just looking at an actual Auckland Council piece on this. It's a huge issue, these disposable nappies.
Oh, it's massive. There's about a million single-use disposable nappies go to landfill every day in New Zealand.
No. Yeah, really?
Yeah, every day. Yeah. And it's like for a minimal four-hour use, maybe sometimes you might get 8 hours out of them, but generally, you know, up to 4 hours, and then they go into landfill and they're potentially there for up to 1,000 years, which is quite frightening.
Okay.
So it's a massive issue.
So, given, like Wallace was saying, that this is not necessarily a new issue, we know about this, but is it a culture change that's needed, and do we need to do it sooner? Because are we just producing sort of more bad stuff, or are we just getting lazy and just chucking it in the red bin, not the blue one or the green one?
I think that it has been a culture change. So we've got to a point now where our culture is quite different even from 15 years ago. When they think back to before you could buy a bottle of water, we used to just fill our drink bottles out of the tap. But now it's quite often people just buy a bottle of water, which is sort of a little bit weird if you think about the big picture of it. Also, things like single-use takeaway coffee cups, they were never a thing that was ever needed to be dealt with, but now we've got 295 million of them a year in New Zealand. Packaging, you know, we never used to package any produce, but now, you know, you go into the supermarket and it's literally like spot the unpackaged thing. We've got our culture's changed and we really need to change it back, because the reality is we're placeholders on the planet. We inherited it from our grandparents, and now our kids coming in are going to have a massive mess to tidy up after us if we don't start changing
things. I'm still actually reeling on that little fact there, a million disposable nappies a day in New Zealand. Lila, what's your thoughts on this?
I think the work that waste educators do and, you know, community waste organisations around the country do is just really, really important. And I expect that, you know, that also the advocacy they work they do for regulation is critical, because, you know, they can promote all the kind of good behaviour and the rest of it. But if you don't have kind of regulatory systems that are also aimed at reducing waste being generated or increasing the reuse or recycling of waste, then it's a bloody hard task. And
to just change your mind in the supermarket. What do you make of that, Kate, the regulatory aspect alongside the education?
Oh, absolutely. I think if we are not able to bring in products that create a problem, then that solves like half the problem. Then you literally can't get the product. And so I think regulation is absolutely part of the answer. And I also think that, you know, we just need to shift to rethinking. I often, like within my work, a lot of people feel like they have to do everything, otherwise they feel like they're not achieving. Whereas my key is to get people to just rethink even just one thing they can change, because it's so hard now, people get really overwhelmed. So if we can just have a little thought about, you know, okay, if you are a takeaway coffee cup user, maybe you could just go to a reusable cup and then you make one change, and it's quite significant over the time.
I can recall all those years ago, Lila Hare, when bottled water wasn't a thing. You'd actually put your mouth against a tap and you'd drink.
Yeah, and actually
school,
some
exactly.
Some of us dinosaurs still do. I carry a little Ziploc plastic bag with me.
Full of
when
water.
When I'm running or I'm out walking and I stop at a petrol station or a park and I fill my little bag up and I have my drink and I tuck it back in my pocket and it's the lightest, easiest way of transporting your water.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Can you put coffee in it?
I'm a reusable coffee person now.
Okay, it's all our good. We're doing the guilt now, Kate, so we've got a reusable coffee cup. Asking for a friend, hand up. If anybody can give me tips about how to transition from disposable nappies to cloth nappies, and is it quite the challenge or not?
I went the other way. I had cloth nappies the first time round. Not me personally, I'm sure I had cloth nappies, but my first child, I did the cloth nappy thing, the laundry thing. I went back to work after 3 months and it was bloody exhausting. And the second time round, it was disposables all the way. So I have no judgments to make there.
Fair enough.
But the reality is the cloth nappies nowadays are a lot easier than what they used to be. So it's literally like putting on a disposable nappy. There's no folding, no soaking or things like that. And the other good thing with cloth nappies, and this is where I've had a lot of people who, having their third child, have started using cloth nappies because disposables cost them a fortune. Mm. You're looking at $5,000 per child, which is insane.
What?
Really?
Whereas your cloth nappies, like maximum, including your washing costs, you'd be looking at $1,500 for one child. And if you got to use them for more than one child, then you can save quite a lot of money.
And you need to do some homework. Kate, we've got to move on, but I really appreciate your time.
All right.
Thank you very much for being with us today. Kate Meads there.